I was born Catholic. My grandfather, brother was a priest. He passed away. So just so you know that I'm a very devoted Catholic, and I believe after we die, we'll go to heaven. And I believe that I'll see, you know, my loved one again. My dad passed away over 3 years in March. Every single day, I think of him.
Yeah,
every single day. And I know that I'll see him again, but it's still very difficult, and I'm really scared. I'm afraid of dying.
You're afraid this morning, of your own dying?
Yes, and because I have a son. I have a 5 years old. I think more of like, you know, what if I die young? What will happen to him? I think it's more of that than afraid of, you know, dying and itself. And this morning at 2 a.m., my best friend of more than 30 years, her mom passed away. So then it bring back everything for me. And it's, and I believe that as there's a coincidence, maybe God incident. You always say that, that you talk about it on the radio.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because I'm still coping. I'll be right there.
Yeah.
So, and I know you can make me feel better. And
well,
I know,
you know
that you have...
Go ahead, Joanna. Go ahead.
I know you have way, you know, so much more about the Bible, you know. You can make me feel better, so I hope you can help me because it's been 3 years and every single day I think of him. And this morning I wonder, you know, because the lady that passed away this morning know my dad too, so I wonder, I said, I wonder if she's going to go to heaven and see my dad. You know, will she be able to tell my dad what happened to me when I was down here after my dad passed?
Yeah. Let's start by, first of all, acknowledging that death is not natural. That's why we're so afraid of it, and that's why it's so fearful to us. Your normal human emotions, Joanna, are those that we all experience because God did not create us for death. And in the garden, when Adam and Eve, before they sinned, when they were there enjoying the garden, there should have been no death for them, but they sinned, as you know, and sin introduced death for the human race. So as it says in the Epistle to the Romans, through one man came sin and death with it. So we're dealing with something deeply unnatural. And that is why you have the emotions that you have. You miss your father, you love him, and you know that at some deep level, he shouldn't have died. He should have lived forever. And thankfully, he will live forever. So please keep that in your mind, that in God's plan, by Jesus dying on the cross, those who love the Lord will go to heaven and be with him happy forever. And eventually, God willing, you will join him there in heaven, if assuming he's in heaven already. Which brings me to the next point, which is I think that part of the healing for you in your grief is going to be that kind of daily persistent prayer for your father, knowing that if in fact he hasn't made it to heaven yet, as St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, that some people who've built their life on the foundation of Jesus Christ, nonetheless after death, have some things that need to be purified and removed from them. He talks about them as wood, hay, and straw. Things that are flammable and they burn up. He says that this process involves suffering and the man will be saved, but only as though through fire. This is referring to the fires of purgatory. He's describing purgatory here. So I think at least human nature and experience of other people being an indicator that your daily prayers for your father, in addition to thinking about him, in addition to pining away for him and, you know, missing him and all those normal human emotions that you're experiencing, to channel that energy into prayer on his behalf will bring you consolation. It will help to heal the wound of grief that you're experiencing right now, because you're going to be doing something that actually can help him. Now, if he's already in heaven, no problem, because God will apply your prayers to some other soul in purgatory or in some other way. You don't have to worry about your prayers going to waste if he happens to already be in heaven. And we pray that he's already in heaven, but since we don't know, we pray for them. The next thing I want to mention here is, you mentioned the Bible. One thing to remember, I love this passage. This is from Isaiah chapter 38, verse 11. He says, I shall, he's referring to when he dies and how he goes into the land of the living. That's the key. He says, he's referring to where God is as the land of the living. And this is one of those teachings that can be very comforting to us. So we see it again in Psalm chapter 27, verse 13, where it says, I believe that I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And that passage perhaps could be a little biblical prayer that you can pray every day or many times a day, not only for yourself, for your own final perseverance, so that you'll die in the state of grace and go to heaven and be with God and your Father, if he's in heaven there, for all eternity, but also pray that for your Father. I believe that I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And remember, too, one final thing. That Jesus says, and this is one of the passages we quote so often here on this program in John 3:16, where Jesus says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever should believe in him would not perish, but have eternal life. So your father sounds like he was a believer. He was a disciple of Jesus Christ. He loved Jesus Christ. And so you can rest on this promise that the Lord himself made for your father. And although we can't say with certitude that any given person outside of somebody who's canonized a saint is in heaven, we nonetheless trust in God's mercy. Another passage that comes to mind is John chapter 16, verses 20 through 22, where it says, Very truly I tell you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will turn into joy. A woman giving birth to a child has pain because her time has come. But when her baby is born, she forgets the anguish because of her joy that a child is born into the world. So with you, now is your time of grief, but I will see you again and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy. So that would be my prayerful hope for you, Joanna, is that as you ponder these biblical passages and think about what they mean for you and for your father, knowing that over time, these pangs that you feel right now are going to diminish and your tears eventually will be wiped away, and God willing, you will be reunited for all eternity with your father and your other loved ones in heaven, praising God together. Isn't that a beautiful thing to think about?
Yes. Also, can I get the name of the book that you recommended earlier for the gentleman that called in?
For which topic? I recommended a few.
I think
the one on heaven?
I think it's, yes.
Okay, that's the book by Dr. Peter Kraft, and this is a book called, lest I get corrected again, I want to make sure I have the exact title for it. Kaylin, do you have that handy? Because I don't have it in front of me.
I was just going to say, yes, okay. I do. It's Heaven, the Heart's Deepest Longing.
There we go. By Dr. Peter Kraft, K-R-E-E-F-T. I have a feeling that will bring a lot of peace and consolation to you, Joanna.